All right, live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's Voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate you stopping in. Here are three big things you need to know for September the 22nd, 2020. Number three, popcorn growers sitting on a kettle full of goodness. Nowhere to sell it with movie theaters closed and many permanently. The market for popcorn has gone cold, leaving some of the farmers, well, salty. Number two, Democratic VP pick Kamala Harris coming to Detroit and Flint today to campaign. It's unknown if she will attract more than the eight people that turned out for her running mate Joe Biden last week. People also wonder about the endorsement of Rick Snyder for Biden in the city of Flint. Maybe not exactly what he needed. And number one, the governor, Whitmer, believes that Donald Trump is laying the groundwork to undermine the election. That's what she claims. Can't make it up. That's what she claims. Joining other Democrats and suggesting that President Trump appears to be laying the groundwork to call into question the integrity of the election. WLNS-TV asking Whitmer to explain that what the groundwork might be, the question about the attack on the Postal Service, to talk about whether a count comes on Election Day and if he's willing to do, if he loses all of this. The fact of the matter is, much more disturbing than anything the president has said, is the idea that voters will be allowed to cast ballots 14 days after the election in Michigan, according to a ruling by the Court of Claims. We'll see if that stands. I don't think it will. We shall see, but I don't think it will. In Wisconsin, a federal judge saying ballots there can be counted 6 days if they're received up to 6 days after the election. You know, none of that's appropriate, of course. None of that makes good sense, of course. I mean, you have deadlines for a reason. It's for the integrity of the election. And so if you want to be focused on the integrity of the election, then please do that. But don't try to buffalo us with nonsense. Right? Don't try to buffalo us with nonsense. So anyhow, let me take this. That's a good place for that press release. Obviously, if you've been living in a cave, you wouldn't know that the Democrats, since the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday, have basically lined up and made threats and gone crazy, in fact, become unhinged in many ways. In need of medication, it would appear. I want you to hear Don Lemon on CNN, Chicken Noodle News, talking to Chris Cuomo, two geniuses here discussing the fate of politics in America. And how, you know, following the Constitution and following the rules is, we just can't do this anymore. We're going to have to blow it all up, says Don Lemon. Even Chris Cuomo's like, eh. Bite 9 with Don Lemon. Check it out. Bite 9.
No matter what happens, everybody sticks to
the team. We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You know what we're going to, yes, yeah. What you're going to have to do?
You just got
to
vote.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And I thought Democrats wanted to protect minorities.
Democrats can stack the courts and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
Well, you need two-thirds vote in the Congress and three-quarters of the state legislature.
They may be able to do that.
Maybe.
Yeah. No chance on God's green earth will they get rid of the Electoral College. It will never happen. Stacking the court? Good luck with that. Seriously, good luck with that. By any means necessary, that's what they'll do to destroy this country. Listen to Bite 10 from Nancy Pelosi. If the rules don't work for you, find out another way to cheat. Bite 10, go.
There's a growing sense that the Senate is broken in some ways and that there's a kind of Democratic deficit in America. And if Trump's able to appoint this justice after what they did with Merrick Garland, that Democrats have to be thinking in more procedurally radical ways, right? Adding new members to the court, getting rid of the filibuster. Are you thinking along those lines? Do you favor those two policies?
Well, I think that we have to think short term and long term. Plenty of time when we win the election, House, Senate, and the White House, which we would today, but the election isn't today. And we can have just a conversation if you want, but we want to have effective political action.
There you go. Political action. Whatever it takes. So, you know, here's the really amazing thing. The president has scored an incredibly rare Supreme Court three-peat. A Supreme Court three-peat. I mean, this has not happened in my lifetime. Ronald Reagan got four, all right, in 8 years. In 8 years, he got four, including one in his final year. Barack Obama got two in 8 years. George W. Bush got two in 8 years. Jimmy Carter didn't get any. He got zero in 4 years. President Trump with the ability to fill a third seat on the Supreme Court. Now, that is unprecedented. And, man, they are all crazed over it. I mean, they are crazed over it. In fact, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her rabid smear job on President Trump and Attorney General Bill Barr went to other threats as well. Bite three with AOC. Go.
I believe that certainly there has been an enormous amount of lawbreaking in the Trump administration. I believe that Attorney General Barr is unfit for office and that he has pursued potentially lawbreaking behavior. Uh-huh. That being said, these are procedures that are and decisions that are largely up to House Democratic leadership. But I believe that also we must consider, again, all of the tools available to our disposal, and that all of these options should be entertained and on the table.
Congresswoman.
All of these options should be on the table. We should be able to burn the whole place down if we don't get exactly what we want. Mm-hmm. Senator Chuck Schumer, I'm going to leave it. I just want you to know what you're up against. Minority Leader says court packing on the Supreme Court, something to be considered, will be if a nominee is confirmed by this president. Bite four. Go.
Senator, if the president's pick is approved and Biden wins the election, should he add more Supreme Court justices?
Well, it will be a decision that comes to the Senate. We first have to win the majority before that can happen. But once we win the majority, God willing, everything is on the table.
Everything. Threaten and bully.
As I said, we first have to win the majority, because if we don't win the majority, these questions are all moot. But if we win the majority, everything is on the table.
Mm-hmm. We're going to come destroy America because we didn't get what we wanted. How dare him follow the Constitution? What is he thinking? Yeah, anyhow. By the way, the market down yesterday because of concern and confusion, and because, if you didn't realize it, the number of COVID-19 and coronavirus cases in Europe is shooting through the roof, the number of those testing positive. And I thought that America had it all screwed up. I thought America had it, and we had done this terrible job, and yet Europe is just going sideways. Anyhow, in these unusual times, unpredictable times, you need to know who you can trust. I trust Craig Stiles and Ameriprise when it comes to investing and investing advice. I get things I never get from other people. I get questions asked and answered that I've never considered before. You should do the same. Give Craig Stiles and Ameriprise a call, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you over. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, We'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state. Improving the lives of Michiganders today, while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE. From cookouts in summer to the depths of winter, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source. Because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.